The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, food waste is something that we're all probably guilty of, but the question is, how do you eliminate it? And I'm joined now by Jo Linnan, who's climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
It is a pretty scandalous waste when you look at the numbers.
It's pretty crazy, and actually Coin Research just did a new survey on behalf of Aldi and Foodcloud. Foodcloud is an Irish social enterprise that tries to tackle food waste, and they found that Irish consumers were actually throwing away about €832 worth of food every single year, which is crazy. That's about €16 every week. And like you said, Pat, we're all probably guilty
so
of
going every, to every consumer is throwing away €16 worth of food every week.
Yeah, on average. That'll be a little bit more for people with families because obviously there's more people in the household. But yes, it's about €830, which is a lovely weekend away. You know, in a cost of living crisis, which a lot of people are still struggling with, that is such a massive waste of time, energy, food. And then obviously that contributes to greenhouse gas emissions and also just a waste of energy and all those other resources.
So all that money that could be in your pocket rather than rotting away somewhere, that's important. So how do we go about changing all of that?
Well, I think the first thing that the experts really say is to try to identify, you know, what are the most common foods that you're throwing away? And the research shows that the most common things that go into the bin are salad. That's about 50% of food waste. Then there's fruit and veg, which is about 20%. And then there's bread, which is 20%. So, you know, they're very clear things that you can identify and say, okay, this week I'm going to try and stop wasting those foods. So like you said, how do you do it? Well, the biggest thing is planning. So the number one issue is that people go out to do their shop. They don't do a stock take. So they don't go to their cupboards. They don't go to their freezer and their fridge first. They just have their list. They bring stuff back and then they think, oh God, I actually have double of this. So I'll throw out the one that I bought last week. Or I didn't use up that, but I'm not going to use it this week. So a lack of planning is a, yeah. a really,
See,
really big
there's a
one.
Problem. You talk about salads. If you take, say, salad leaves and yes. you want a head of lettuce, you know, it can be quite large and you might opt then for a small bag of lettuce, which is comes to you washed. But it's surrounded in plastic and, you know, it may be more expensive really per leaf than if you buy yes. the whole head of lettuce.
Absolutely. And look, that is one of the issues and it's something that the supermarkets are thankfully starting to tackle. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to just get the produce you need. If you just want a few leaves and you're landed with this big bag, what do you do? Or if you just want a tomato and you have to buy a six pack that's wrapped in plastic and all that extra packaging, it is a really big issue. So again, I guess that comes down to planning. You know, if you think, okay, I have to buy a bag of leaves, is there a way that I can use these 3 days this week and actually get rid of them? You know, can I make a few salads? Can I plan my lunches? So again, that planning that comes into it, it does take a little bit of time.
Okay. Again, the next yep. thing which I've seen in my house, best before, is I open it, smell it. If it's good, I eat it. That is yes. not necessarily the way with the rest of the gang.
No, but it should be. The sniff test is the best way to check. You know, we've been kind of slaves to the best before dates and a lot of people will check best before. And if it's coming up to the time, they'll bin something. And actually now there's been a massive reversal on that. Marks and Spencer's recently followed Tesco and Lidl to remove a lot of the best befores. And what they're saying is use your common sense, open something up, give it a sniff, check to see. And if you're really worried, you can check something like city food. You know, obviously with meats and fish, you have to be very, very careful.
Sure.
But for things like bread, milk, fruit, salad, use your common sense and instead of binning it and trusting the best before, use your common sense.
Now, you recommend we use food waste services such as?
Yeah, there's a really great service called Too Good To Go. And basically, that's an app that you can download to your phone and it searches restaurants and supermarkets and eateries in your area. And it will tell you if those places have some leftovers from the day that you can pick up extremely cheaply. This is a great one for students. You know, a lot of students are under pressure for, going back to college. There's so much expense. If they download that app, they can get a bag full of goodies for very, very little. It's usually a surprise bag, but you'll be getting it from a local restaurant. Some are really nice, really top quality food. That at the end of the day, they've said, look, these pastries or these sandwiches or these whatever haven't sold. We need to find a home for them. So that's a great way to help others stop food waste. And also, again, saving money, which is the bottom line.
Cream of the crop.
Cream of the Crop, a great Dublin-based gelato company. And what they're doing is they're taking a lot of the fruit and veg that, you know, supermarkets don't want to use because maybe it doesn't look very nice, which is a whole other conversation. But that not very attractive fruit and vegetables, this company is taking it. They're making it into gelato. So again, a great way to just think of, you know, food that will be wasted in a brand new way. Really, really clever.
Okay, and finally, things that we've maybe gone out of the habit of doing, freezing stuff you have left over and, you know, reusing it either, you know, the next day fresh or unfrozen.
Completely. And look, this is something that you can even do proactively. So, you know, if you've bought maybe lots of fresh berries, there's something that, that can go off really, really quickly. You can actually just put those into the freezer when you get home and then take them out as you need them. But like you say, Pat, you know, if you have a loaf of bread and you're going to be gone for a couple of days, you know, you won't be eating at home. Just getting into the mindset of freezing things and then taking them out and using them. It's such a basic tip, but it really, really does make a difference. And again, you can freeze almost everything. If you go to safefood.net, you can look up all the tips there. And then if you've got all these leftovers and you're thinking, well, I don't know what to do with them, you can go on to lovefoodhatewaste.com and they have great ideas and recipes on what you can do with those kind of pesky leftovers that you might not know what to do with.
Okay, Love Food Hate Waste. Good idea. Jo Linhan, climate editor with Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.